Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
I'll go ahead. Coach, good to see you.
Hey.
I have a couple questions about Lauren.
Okay.
So, you know, this conference can be a really tough adjustment. And you've seen it firsthand. Oregon State, UCLA. I mean, these are three teams that have spent a lot of time in the top 10 the last few years. And very athletic, very big, a lot of size, a lot of speed. But Lauren's seems to have adjusted very well. How have you seen her adjustment to this conference?
Yeah, same. I mean, you know, Lauren has incredible work ethic. You know, she has a very high IQ, you know, tremendous skill set. And so, you know, you put those things together and you're going to see continued development throughout a career. And that's what you want. When we look up on a recruiting board, the first thing that we put up is competitive fire. It's the first thing that you want in a young lady that's going to join your program, and she embodies that.
When you think about what she can become, what do you see? What do you foresee when she gets to be her senior year, that kind of player? What kind of player will she become?
I don't really think about, like, in the sense of, like, limits or anything. I mean, I think – you know, there's, you know, she's shown to be a person that can score at three levels. She's shown she can defend some of the best players in the conference. You know, she's shown she can, you know, take care of the basketball. I mean, her assist to turnover ratio in conference has been great. You know, there's just so much she's already showing. And so we just look forward to her continued development.
It's an interesting skill set because she does handle the ball so well. She's a really good passer and can really shoot. Do you see her as more of a two, or do you see her as a combo?
You know what I love about Lauren is she will play anywhere. I think my first 2 years at Rice, we didn't have enough depth at the four. And then the next year we had a four who got injured. And so she played it again. And we came here and asked her if she would play a little point for us. Let's go. So she, you know, she does a little bit of everything. And she's always just like, whatever it takes to win. She's very selfless. And, you know, some of the best players I've coached are players that play multiple positions. I mean, look back to, you know, so many of the greats that have gone on to play in the WNBA. I mean, they can play one through four, or they can play three through five. And so that's one of the neat things about Lauren is, you know, she can really do a lot of things well.
Have you seen that as the game has developed, a change, more of that, where you see kind of a melding of the positions instead of a point guard, a shooting guard, and that kind of thing?
Well, some of it does depend on systems, you know, what kind of system does a program run? I believe in our system, you can do a lot of things. And so, you know, for us, I think we can put people in a position to play multiple, you know, in roles that have multiple skill sets. It's harder than you think it is. It sounds great in the recruiting process, but, you know, there'll be some stumble along the way because you have had, you know, a group of skills and the high school level that you've been successful with. But when you step into the college realm, you know, everyone's got that skill set at your position. And so if you're going to go outside of that, take some time in the player development side.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Spencer.
Hi. So it seems like the past few games, the second half has kind of been the deciding factor. What factors do you think come into play later on in the game, and how can the team overcome them?
You know, I think we've seen some different things in each game, all the way back to the Californias to this series. You know, we have usually started well. We didn't start as well against Oregon State. There's an example. You know, we obviously were coming off a game and they were not, because Washington State wasn't able to play them. And so I think that had a little bit to do with our start, as well as we're still expanding our depth in that game. But I also think that for the most part, we've started well. We've gotten better at scouting, better at really starting the game in that game plan mindset. I think as the game goes on, experience is something that we really need. We still need to get back into the game shape as well. And, you know, when I say experience, I think this is a new system, a new staff, a new, philosophy. And so to have the, 20 plus days that we didn't practice, you feel that in end of games situations a little bit right now. And I'm glad that, we've had these games, because there's nothing like being in close games and getting to go back and see that and make adjustments as a team. And so I think they've been great learning experiences for us. And that's really what we need to keep getting better.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not ideal to be on a 4-game losing streak, but what have you seen from the team, and how do you think they're going to respond to this?
Yeah. So, one of the things we talked about when we first arrived is the way to look at seasons, when you're building a culture is process oriented instead of results based. One of the things that challenge you is when you get hit kind of at times with that kind of clash of philosophies. And so we get graded on a win and a loss. Right. But as a culture, as a team, and as a coaching staff, it's our job to grade the process. Are we getting better? Is our growth mindset still there? Can we identify, hey, we didn't do this well. Did we get better at it the next game? And I can tell you that coming away as a coaching staff, we've been so pleased by our growth. We continue to get better. I think in the Californias, part of it was get back into shape, and get our rhythm back and those kind of things you could see, and the great growth there. And then even from Oregon to Oregon State, we improved a bit in the end of game situations. And so we want to be able to see just continued growth. And then all of a sudden you often have that breakthrough as a team.
And then these past couple of games, it kind of seems like Van Dyke's shots aren't falling the way that we're used to seeing. But I think that she still makes her presence known despite that. How do you think she's able to do that?
Well, that's so beautifully said. She has a presence in game. I mean, she's one of the best rebounders in the conference. As we've added our defensive philosophy, she's just continued to grow and grow, took a big charge in the Oregon game. We can put her on different people, obviously has a great skill set beyond just shooting the basketball. And so that's something that is also impacting our team in a positive way. And so I think we've seen as we've come in and out of being able to practice, each player has been, a little bit outside of our normal rhythm at times. And I just appreciate the effort to continue to work and be in the gym and those things come.
All right. That's all I got. Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Gary, did you have any others to follow up with?
Yeah, just one last follow up. You were just kind of mentioning it. Now that you're kind of in your third week since the layoff, do you feel like things are getting a little more, I guess, as normal as they can be at this point?
At times, I mean, you still have the, you're a team that's trying to work very hard to stay well and trying to take good care in that aspect. I think we're a team that's still trying to put things in really fast now because we missed this huge window of when we would normally add a lot, both from the offensive and defensive end of the floor, special situations. And so, we're the day before Oregon, the day of the Oregon game, the day before the Oregon State game, still adding things like, I'm going to try to get this in and we've got to try to get this in. So that's the only thing that's a little bit different for us still. Those things would be in place. We would have had game reps doing them. We ran some end of game plays in the Oregon State game that we never practiced live, and had some success. That's unusual for this time of the year. So that's probably the most kind of off thing that we have going on still. Is I think the kids, the young women's work ethic, their commitment to get back into that kind of cardio shape that we need to be in, our timing and practices getting better. So other than just still getting to add things, it's starting to be a little bit more normal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.